yield at this point.
Enbridge and representatives of four trade and labor unions have signed an agreement guaranteeing the Line 3 replacement project will be built solely by union labor. Jason George, who is the business manager for the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 49, says that brings 4,000 good-paying jobs to the region. Coalition of Minnesota Agriculture Groups has supported this project, and George calls that a powerful alliance.
I look forward to partnering more with the ag community. I think, you know, labor and ag have a long history of working together, and they're great folks, and we've really appreciated their support. It is important for them. I mean, getting this oil off of the rail lines so that they can move their products is another critical factor here that I didn't mention, and that's another huge benefit to the project. So it's been nothing short of tremendous, the support that they've given and just working with them along the way. It's been a real joy.
The Line 3 replacement project is the largest privately financed construction project in Minnesota history. George is hoping for a more respectful process than what was seen with the Dakota Access Pipeline project.
You know, everybody has a right to protest and disagree, and nobody has any issue with that. But what was happening on the DAPL in terms of, you know, going on the right-of-way and chasing people off equipment and the violence that happened there from the protesters is something that we don't want to see here, obviously. So I think there's a better plan in place here in Minnesota. There will be. But we really just hope that we have a better, more respectful process here in Minnesota. I think we can, and I think we will.
Depending on regulatory and legal hurdles, construction could begin next summer. Don't forget, you can find out more about Red River Farm Network affiliates, listen to this broadcast and more on your phone. Just bookmark rrfn.com. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.